This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9.
Talking about Victoria Starr before, very exciting.
Who is she?
Look, very, very famous.
When we got the phone call,
circles.
Yeah.
You know, look, very thankful that you.
I feel like
us
I've been on her.
Look, she's very social.
Several times.
Yeah. Very social.
Yeah.
But as a matter of fact, we got in meeting Victoria Starr, we got to go on our boat. We mentioned before, we actually got to talk to someone on that boat.
So Victoria Starr's a boat.
That's right.
Well,
apparently.
Look.
When the phone call came in, we thought it was a person.
It sounds like a Disney Channel / Nickelodeon teen star.
It could be, yeah. It could be someone's stage name.
The next pop star. Maybe it'll be my stage name.
I think you should use it, Dylan. Victoria I think you should star. Use it. But yeah, we had to, I mean, you were lucky enough to get us on the boat. And Duncan somehow organised a little interview with the captain of the boat.
What are the odds of that?
I was too busy hanging around, having too much fun on the D floor.
Well,
you were tearing it up.
We tried to get you. I mean, we said to Duncan, get Dylan.
Think he's a little bit, ever since I called him out, he's been a bit salty.
It's a bit tense.
That's true. That's true. Well, it is tense. It is tense between you and Duncan.
You could cut it with a knife.
You could. Uh-oh. But we brought the recording equipment along. And, we recorded a little interview with the captain.
So let's give that a listen.
Let's listen now. So we're here with the skipper of the boat. I don't know how Duncan did this.
I don't know. We're here on a boat, of all things. But we met a professional skipper, I'm told. What qualifies you as a skipper? Is it the series of jumping ropes consecutively?
Or is it the amount of ropes that you jump? Or is it the time in which you jump those ropes?
I don't know what you bloody guys are talking about, but the only time I use ropes is in a nautical sense, tying them to, like, vessels.
Oh, right. Okay, that's quite interesting. I don't think the notes said that at all. Duncan must have done goofed there.
It looks like there's even some more mistakes on this, because what I'm looking at is it says you're a professional with boats, but it doesn't, like, that can't be right. I think it's meant to be ropes. Duncan, I think
that does looks like it's supposed to say ropes. What is it meant to be, ropes?
I work with ropes, as I said, but in a nautical sense, I think you should fire that bloody Duncan, because he's been doing not a very good job. If he was on my boat, I'd put him over the galleys into the bloody parts of the boat, like the moor and the starboard.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that. He is in a bit of a hot water right now, and he may no longer be the producer. But hey, we won't. Why? I don't know why we're talking about that to the skipper. But that's anyway.
We'll get into that a little bit later. So you're the skipper of boats. Boats. You're a captain. You're telling me of boats. Could you tell me that? This boat is a lovely boat, but out of all the boats over there, which boat is yours? Which is yours?
That's a bloody stupid question, Mr. What was your name, Mr. Bloody G? Or is it Z? I don't know you two. But have you seen that movie with Mr. Tom Hanks, Captain Phillips? I am the captain. I am the captain of this bloody boat. This boat you're on right now, Sonny Jim. So you better pay me respect.
Yes. I don't know if that's how we like to be talked to as guests on this boat.
I'm feeling a little bit threatened, so we'll move the interview along. You mentioned as a boater, I don't know the word for them, salesman maybe. Have you listened to much pirate radio?
I like pirate radio. I think you mean seaman, because I'm a seaman. You can be a sea woman, or you can be a sea intersex non-binary person, but I'm a sea man, and proud. I have listened to a bit of pirate radio. I don't like the Z and G now that you're on the now doing the pirate radio. I do prefer TNS. They're quite a good pirate radio.
Well, I can't believe that TNS is even getting a mention right now. But granted, because they are actually in charge of the pirate radio sector down here at Joy 94.9.
But one thing I love about TNS is about pirate radio. I don't know if you know, it's a little bit cruder than you gentlemen, even though you are a little bit rambunctious. Do you know why? Because it's rated R.
You got to say.
He got us there. As the skipper of the boat, he got us there. He got us there.
Wow. And hopefully he'll get us right to the end point, because I don't know where we're guiding, where he's guiding us right now. He hasn't touched the wheel. I don't know. What do you call the steering wheel on a boat?
A wheel. A steering wheel.
It looks like it's moving on its own, and it looks like we could be nearly hitting a pirate ship. Are we coming across another pirate ship? No.
I'm not sure if you realize, but Jesus has taken the wheel.
Oh. Wow, okay. I didn't realize that we were among higher beings, but...
It's a lot of faith you're putting into it right there, and I don't know if I can trust it, to be honest with you. I don't know if you're qualified enough. I think I might have to... Look, it's a ZNG process right now. We might have to throw you off this boat.
We might have to throw you. We might have to take you to the court, Judge ZNG court, and take you off the boat. I don't know if that's... Do we...
Well, as I said, from the Mr. Hanks movie, I am the captain, to borrow that quote. I'll bloody make you walk the bloody plank. I can't even think of a word that's... Describe
the skipper is so incumbent in taking control of the boat.
I think we need to leave. I think we might need to leave. We might need to get out of here.
Before we get taken out of the brig. I don't want to be taken out of the brig and then I can't enjoy the rest of the night, because you know you have to enjoy things. But
if you're here any longer, you'll be on the bloody bottom of the ocean, boys.
Okay, I think that's time. I think we should leave.
All right, thanks for that, skipper.
Thanks for that, skipper. We appreciate it.
Cheers.
Wow. Where are we? That was one hell of a conversation with the captain.
He was a fiery little...
He had some spunk.
Scottish-Irish little firecracker.
I know, and initially, look, we did get... Duncan didn't make the notes correctly. We thought we were interviewing a skipping championship person.
I can understand the mistake to a degree.
Yeah.
You know, you read the word skipper, hey.
Yeah.
Whatever the and first response on Google, apparently,
of course,
is what you go with.
Yeah, Google Images, you're going to come up with a lot of skipping ropes, aren't you? I thought that was genuine. But anyway, look, he wasn't too happy with us.
No.
And I think we got out of there quick smart.
That's very true.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.